Blog Talk Radio.
There's a train coming, don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. The train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open up the doors and board them. There's room for all among those love the most, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. Come on, play with it. Daryl Dixon on the saxophone. I believe there are many ways to worship. Amen. We worship with our words. We worship with our instruments. We can worship with our entire bodies. My only prayer is that it's pleasing to the Lord. That's our only prayer. Only prayer that pleases you, though.
There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those, Lord, whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom throne, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming, yeah. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Leroy, take your time, dude. Take your time.
trying to see what I'm talking about, worship. And right here is my good friend David Watson, plays the flute as well as the saxophone. In fact, he considers himself more of a flute player even still than a sax player. At least that's what your old man said. This is your turn, man. Sing on to the Lord a new song.
Was even muggy, and I was thinking, what is going on here? And I thought I was catching a cold, but it was hotter than I thought it was. And early I had the heat on early yesterday morning. And so the heat settles in the insulation and it keeps the house warm. So it warmed up outside and it was warm inside because I had the heat on yesterday. So we thank God this morning that he is in the blessing business. And today we're going to be listening to a message with Pastor Ralph Douglas West. And his message today is the other side of the mountain. The other side of the mountain. Yeah. And he's going to explain some things to us from the word today. And we thank God for his word because he sent his word and his word healed. And that word will heal us today. But we need more and more of the word of God. Yeah. And so I'm grateful this morning. Appreciate him. I love him and I thank him for his word. For his word hold true. Want to say this morning. Thank God for you, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Jerry, because each morning about 6:50, they're in the studio so that I can make sure that everything is testing right. And I open a mic and, you know, say, good morning, and can you hear me? And they say, yes, I hear you nice and clear. And that let us know, you know, that we're ready. And, you know, you'll hear me, and if I press the number one, I can hear you. And so we thank God for that this morning. Thank God for these ladies that come faithfully every morning to do what I'm calling the sound check. Hallelujah. Yeah. God is faithful. Wednesday morning, Wednesday, November the 17th, 2021. I'm still excited about Thanksgiving right now. Still excited that God blessed us. Look, we're still in the midst of the pandemic. Yeah, still in the midst of COVID. It didn't go nowhere. It's not over. But look at God. He blessed us that we yet can come together this year, 2021, and have Thanksgiving with family, friends. Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's a wonderful thing. You see many people wearing a mask and, you know, all of that. But nonetheless, we together. Hallelujah. Could be where we couldn't come together, but God. Remember when we were kids, we sang a song about the bear went over the mountain to see what he could see. The other side of the mountain was all that he could see. Yeah, I remember that, Brother Louis. Yes, I remember that song. Ooh, that go way back. And so we just thank God this morning. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're going to have our morning prayer. And a little bit more encouragement and announcements, and then we're going in around 8 o'clock with Dr. Ralph Douglas West. Yeah. I like this preacher. He is one that's very educated. He's have these degrees, and he's been in some big places a long time, but he's not one that with all that hoopla, you know what I'm saying? Look at me waving his hands. I'm all of that in a bag of donuts. No. He's more of a humble man, down to earth, everyday people. And these are the kind of preachers I like because they allow you to know I have to pray too, you know. I'm the preacher, but I have to get in the word too. I have to seek God. I have to be careful where I go, what I do, what I say. Yeah, I may be in the pulpit and I may be bringing the message, but I'm just like you. Yeah, I got to get it done. I forgot to send that message right there, Brother Lewis. I was late sending it. So we thank God this morning. And let's go to one more of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with morning prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'm looking for something here. I wanna. All right. We're going to this request.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
Hi.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Jonathan Nelson this morning, and I believe. Oh, yeah, tell them problems goodbye. Tell the pain and the sorrow bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. I don't have time to deal with you. I got to go, and you got to go on away from me. And you know, it looks better on the go, going away from us. We have a risen Savior. We have Almighty God. And if we set our mind on him, he will keep us in perfect peace. And we can keep all this stuff away from us. Hallelujah. And be positive and happy. Yeah, rejoicing in the Lord because he's good to us. And anything we don't want to do, we don't have to. But if we'll keep our mind off of the negative, keep our mind on what's positive, which is the goodness of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let's pray this morning the prayer of faith. And whatever you're praying for, I'm touching and agreeing with you this morning that God will do it for you. For with him, nothing is impossible this day. Hallelujah. So let's go before the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another Wednesday morning. Thank you for waking us up, Father, closing our right minds. Thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. For without you, we can do nothing. And Father, we need you every step of the way. And we know today that all things must work together for our good. Father, we love you this morning. And not only did you call some of us, you called all of us, Father, but some of us you chose. And we thank you this morning for the sake of the work. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning that you're Almighty God who have all power. There's no higher power. Thank you today. But Father, you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will be with us until the end. We call upon you this morning that, Father, you would fix our hearts and regulate our minds today, that our minds would be on you. For if we'll keep our mind on you again this morning, oh God, you will keep us in perfect peace. Father, it's when we don't focus on you that we get lost in all of these bad thoughts and all of these things. But we know you today to be a leader and to be our guide, and that you lead into all truth. And Father, you'll remind us of things. And many times we don't want to hear it because it takes us to a place of pain and hurt, of disgust, aggravation. But Lord, the truth will set us free and help us to receive the truth today and not shy away from it because it sets us free. Help us, Lord, not to be bound to the things in this earth, but help us, Lord, to remember heavenly things. Help us to remember prayer. Help us to remember your word. Help us to remember love this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Faith this morning. Trust in you this morning. Those things that are good, help us to remember those things today. In the name of Jesus, we're calling on you this morning, Father, because we know no other. We know no other. I bring every caller and every listener before you this morning, those that are coming through the podcast and the archives and Clubhouse and all the different places where they come in today, oh God. I bring these your people before you, and I ask for your many blessings upon them this day. Open doors for them and make ways, oh God. Touch and heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. Touch and heal hearts this morning and regulate minds, oh God. Again, I ask in the name of Jesus. But Lord, it all starts in our mind. And we need your help. Oh, this is why we want to let this mind be in us that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. Help us today, God. Help us today. Give us the eyes to see the move of you and to follow. Give us the ears to hear when you speak to us, your church, today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you're coming back. Father, we know that things may get a little bit worse. But Lord, if we'll hold on to your unchangeable hand, if we'll stand on your word and after standing, stand some more, because we're standing on your word, it's a solid foundation. Father, again today, you sent your word, and it healed them through your word today. Sanctify us through your truth today, for your word is true. Help us to gird up the loins of our hearts and minds in you and your word today. Help us to get in your word, God, so we'll know what your word say, because your word will heal us. No matter what we're going through, your word will heal. But we must open it up and get in it. In the name of Jesus, again this morning, Father, we're asking that you would heal the sick here. Bless those that are incarcerated and those that are in every branch of the military, widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people, preachers preaching in the name of Jesus, in obedience unto you and love for your people. Bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem this morning. Continue to loose your protecting angels, Father, to stand watch, to shield and protect them, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Or do it for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, remember our brothers and sisters overseas, everywhere. Father, you know what they're standing in need of. They have children and families and businesses and many different things. Some are poor. But God, you said the poor would always be among us. And Lord, when we give to the poor, it's lending unto you. Help this morning these your people. Raise them up in a place. And Lord, as they're coming up, let them give you glory, honor, and all the praise. Let them worship you in spirit and in truth in the name of Jesus. And Father, this morning, we ask that you would remember America and the leadership of America. Have mercy, O God. And Father, whatever's in the leadership that is not of you, we ask that you would rebuke it and that you would remove it for the sake of your people. Father, you know what's right. And you know what's wrong in there. And God, that which is not right, we ask that you would remove it. Every evil and hindering and negligence, oh God. Move it today in the name of Jesus. The negative, God, whatever is in there that's negative, and whatever is in there that's not for you, remove it today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you know what you founded this country for. You know the purpose and the plan and the reason. And Lord, we ask that you would restore it unto yourself fully, O God, in the name of Jesus. Not that you've left and not that it's not going the way that you allow it to go. But Lord, we ask that you would lead and guide in a mighty way in the leadership of this country in the name of Jesus. And remove that which shouldn't be, O God, in Jesus' name. Bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit, Father. I'll do what it is you want to do here for your people today. But Father, we need you like never before. We can't make it without you. We ask it all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. There's none like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody that love us the way that he does. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because he's on our side today in spite of us. And we are grateful unto him. And I was thinking yesterday and I was going to find a scripture that would bring forth the title that would help with the title of a message. And it just come to me, celebrate the people who has been faithful coming to Jesus in the morning. Celebrate these people. Tell them how much they mean to you. And that come to me and actually that's what I'm going to do. That is what I am going to do. And so the Lord blessed me to get it in. I said, okay, on Thursday, Lord, this is what I'll do. Because, you know, it's good to have people who believe like you believe. They may not believe everything that you believe, but they believe enough that you can walk together in God. Because the scripture says, how can two walk together except they agree? Yeah. If I don't agree with what you're doing, we're not going nowhere. We're not going to be together. We'll have a spat, a fight, and we broke up. We gone. You go your way, I go mine. We don't agree. But here we have agreed on many things. I didn't say all things. I said on many. We have agreed. And the main key that we agree on Jesus is Lord. We agree that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life. We agree that the Bible is the word of God. We agree that he inspired man to write it for us. We agree that it is the roadmap back to him. Yeah. We agree that everything is going down but his word. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So there are many things we agree so we can walk together. Many have come here for years. Louis been here 11 years, faithfully come every morning, hold a chat room down. And he told me one day, he said, as long as you keep preaching Jesus, I'll be there. Yeah, me and the brother after they've been around these corridors a long time, Frank, many, Dr. Goodman. Ooh, Dr. Goodman is an old veteran these days, girl. You've been here a minute. Yeah. There are those that listen faithfully in the archives, been listening for years. Go to work, come home, kick your shoes off, throw on a house dress, our comfortable clothes, and get in the kitchen to start dinner and things, or clean up or whatever we didn't do in the morning. They turn Jesus in the morning on. And they listen to the show from the morning because they couldn't be here. They had to work. Yeah. I've had people from the show to call me, Kim and Mike Hawks. Call me, bless me. Yeah. Sion, Buddy. Y'all becoming old veterans too. Yeah, been coming for years. Came all the way here to see me. Yeah, Sion come in the door, slide across the floor. They bringing bags and gifts. I'm like, Lord, these people here, where they come from? Yeah. Shante, they wanted to serve day and night. It's Sister Dot, thank you, Shante. I said, look at them two right now. Trying to act like I'm not a good host. I host her. Shante, be careful. Dot, that's my buddy. Yeah. And so I just thank God for the people. Sister Diane, Minister Shonda, come all the way from Virginia, all the way here to see me. Yeah, I've had others to come. After it, I've been to see me two times. Yeah. So look, I know this for myself. I know that God is able. God is faithful. And he's on our side in spite of us. He's looking beyond our fault, yet meeting our needs today, I promise you. And so I just felt that I would celebrate the people, old and new listeners, that come. And then they come faithfully. As they say in the word, religiously. They won't let it go. And I'm thankful that God has placed me with these people. We can pray together and things happen. Oh, yeah. We can pray together and things will begin to happen. Even over on Facebook, I have some Facebook friends that when prayer is requested, they don't play games. They get on their prayer. Mm-hmm. Some of them, while they read the posts, pray for Sister So-and-so, pray for this one. They begin to pray right then and there. Some of them reading the post and telling God about it right there. Nothing long and drawn out. Lord, bless them today. Lord, move for them. You know what they need, God. I don't even know what to pray for them because you know more than me. Yeah, that kind of thing. And it's beautiful all the way around. Yeah. Sister Jerry, come along. I've known that Jerry a long time. And I'm getting to know it even more. Yeah. In our long-term days we're in. We're in those long-term days now. And I'm getting to know more and more about Jerry. And, you know, sometimes you can look at people and you can think that they think they more than they should be. That's not the way they're thinking. They're thinking, I'm just plain everyday people. I do some stuff, but you know, I'm not all that, you know. And they go, oh, now y'all hear her joking about a lot of things, and that's just the way she is, and make me laugh many days, and that's a good thing because I love laughter. But when it comes to God, Jerry's really serious about that walk, yeah, and have turned many things loose to, you know, come with God. Her son Calvin over there, she tell me all the time, Barbara, I thank God for Calvin. Brother Cal, yeah, I thank God for Cal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he has been a blessing to me, Barbara. Yeah, God is faithful to us, and we thank him. Sister Simone, call me. Text me, you busy, Sister Barbara. Send me pictures of those arrangements. I can't wait until the price is on them to show y'all what she really made over there. Beautiful stuff, beautiful arrangements. And it's a beautiful thing. So it's Andrea Spinner. And, you know, Minister Shauna introduced me to Sister Spinner. And Sister Spinner been with me ever since. She stayed. Yeah. And I heard from Minister Shonda. I think that was about 3 or 4 weeks ago I heard from her. And that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Brother D. Brother D go way back. He's an old veteran when I was doing Blog Talk TV. Yeah. And so he and Brother Anthony come through there and they stayed. It stuck with them. And like I said, we may not agree on every little thing, but we agree enough that we can walk together in God. Hallelujah. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Listen, I'm going to our next song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back. And you know what? I'm going to come back and go ahead and get with Pastor Wes and the other side of the mountain. I mean, of the storm. The other side of the storm. Look at Louis got me talking about mountain. The other side of the storm, yeah. And then I may play thank you, Jesus. All right, let's find it. Let's find it here.
God shine a light on me, open up my eyes so I can see. When I look up in the darkest night, then I know everything is gonna be alright. In deep confusion, in great despair, I know that God shines His light on me. Reach out for help, reach out for help.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Within your trouble,
within your trouble,
you can share.
You can share.
If you love,
if you love,
if you love,
life you love,
you get the blessing.
Yeah.
From above,
from above,
heals the sick. And he heals the lame. Says you can do it too, in Jesus' name. I lift you up and he turns you around, and it puts your feet back on higher ground.
Reach out for help.
He'll be there. sick. He heals the lame. And he says you can heal them too in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Mr. Van Morrison. When God shines his light on you. Oh, I love that little number right there. All right, Kim Hopps, you heard it. You heard it. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for good gospel music this morning. I saw something that I had been reminded of, and I moved it right quick. But I need to find out what I did with it because I wanted to share that this morning, but God is faithful. And he'll bring it back if it needs to come back. So we thank him. We give glory, honor, and praise. Today, I have my Spanish class today around 12:30. So I'm looking forward to that. And I've learned, I think it's masculine, and I learned feminine, and I'm learning some other things. I call it the little squiggly thing. It go over alphabet. I think when it's a vowel, a noun, whatever. I got to look at it again. But I'm trying to remember some things in the alphabets and all of that. And I'm taking my time. I'm over on YouTube looking at stuff that will help me. And the class is $6 for an hour. And it's not bad at all. Yeah, it's not bad at all. And I'm slowly but surely learning. I'm not rushing anything because I want to get the ins and outs of it and see. I may do better in Spanish than I am doing with English. Yeah. So we thank the Lord. And then once I get so far with my Spanish, I can hold a small conversation good, you know, and I know these words, you know, and I'll start thinking Spanish, you know, words, and then I'll start on my keyboard because I want to learn to play that too. And Louis talking about me too. I learned taco, burrito, and tamale. Now you know he need to stop. He need to stop. You learned Spanish, Brother Louis. Taco, burrito, and tamale. That's a shame. Oh my goodness. So we thank God this morning. I was trying to give it some time and, you know, give it until 8 o'clock and bring Dr. West in, Pastor West. But I wanted to share this morning as well. And this is what it was that I thought I had forgotten. Ralph Douglas West, he's the pastor and founder of the Church Without Walls. I like that, right? The Church Without Walls. Yeah, that means you're street preaching. You can go to them streets. Yeah. Brook Hollow Baptist Church, Houston, Texas. He first preached as a 16-year-old in his native Houston, Fort Worth, Texas. And he's got a bachelor's degree in religion and philosophy from Bishop College in Dallas, Texas. The Church Without Walls began with 32 members and now embraces thousands of families meeting each Sunday. Pastor West is affectionately known as Paz. Yeah, hey, Paz, instead of Pastor, you know. Pastor West holds a Doctor of Ministry degree from Samford University, Beeson Divinity School, Birmingham, Alabama. A Master of Divinity degree with Biblical Languages from Southwestern Baptist Theology Seminary, Fort Worth, Texas, and a bachelor's degree, it's basically the same thing from Bishop College. He has also completed advanced studies at Cambridge and Oxford universities and received an honorary degree from the Interdenominational Theological Center at Morehouse School of Religion, Atlanta, Georgia, and Paul Quinn College, Dallas, Texas. My goodness. Although Paz can boast of a number of degrees, honors, and association, those who sit under his preaching would most aptly describe his attitude using Paul's word in 1 Corinthians 2:1. And I'm going to read that for you. But, you know, this is the way. You know, you can have all of this stuff, but if God is not leading and guiding and you don't remember God, you know, you got all of this and you're just so educated and you just got to bring it in this kind of way and that kind of way. You just don't let God use you. It's not worth the paper that they put it on. Because he must be the God of your life. He must be the Lord of your life. He must lead and guide you into all truth. Because you can have anything you want. You can get all the fleshly stuff that you want, the natural stuff that you want. But you must honor God, and it must be his way. So see, I found out so many times it's ridiculous. My way is not pleasing unto him. My way is not even right. Yeah. But now, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and the first verse says this, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." Yeah, he didn't come with, you know, in this morning, he's not coming with his degrees and all this stuff. He's coming to share the truth with us. Yeah. He's coming to tell us about the goodness of the Lord in many different situations that were in the Word of God that will help us to see him more today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Brother Louis, for posting script. Yeah, I like that. So listen, we're going in and take a listen to Pastor Ralph Douglas West. Yeah.
This morning I want to talk about the other side of the storm. the other side of the storm. The book of Jonah, 1 Kings 19, Mark chapter 4, the other side of the storm. You may be seated. Thank you, Al. David Levinson has been on the New York bestseller list for the last several weeks for his new novel entitled Tell Me How This Now Ends. It is the story of the painful dynamics of a Jewish family. That's the question, or it could be the question on the lips of so many people here or listening. How does this all end? Hurricanes have wrecked houses and communities. A couple of weeks ago in Houston, now Florida, yesterday, the Caribbeans. Later today and tomorrow, the eastern coast. How does it end? Financial uncertainty, job insecurity, health problems, tuition bills. You can add your category in the list. How does it end? And when it ends, does it end well? And yet you and I are Christian, and we hold to the belief that the God of the water is the God of care and concern, and the God who will not leave us or forsake us. But don't misunderstand me. I'm not proclaiming some Pollyanna faith. I'm a Christian primarily because my faith looks at the existential realities of life square in the face and call it what it is. There's an entire book in the Bible dedicated to human suffering and existential problems named Job that focuses on the dynamics of birth and death, good and evil, God and Satan. So this is not some preacher pumping smoke in a dark situation. No Pollyanna gospel. No feel good. It is to look at life squarely in the face and interpret it from the perspective of the God who has called us to love him through the person Jesus Christ. In fact, situations like this are good ways to test your faith. To ask yourself, run it across the grid, why am I a Christian? It is because the faith that I embrace is not a religion of escapism. There have been, and there are some, that are facing atrocity by drinking up, smoking up, snorting up, to avoid the catastrophes and the realities of life. There are even some that had hurricane parties to pretend that the hurricane and its winds are not as devastating as proposed. You can party all you want, it won't stop the storm from coming. Storms come, storms go. But I know who I'm preaching to, and I know the congregation of people around the globe that listen to me, that will say to me, speak for yourself, I'm good and my life was avoided from hurricane. Those that were touched because they're evil. They have not done something right. That has been the silly, sophomoric, and sinful thinking of people from the beginning of time, to believe that avoidance of a problem is because you're better. It could be God knows you couldn't handle a real catastrophe, so he would never allow one to come your way. So we have the Word of God before us. And what does it say to us in the face of life difficulties, and how can we handle the storms when they come? And they will come. And when they go, they will come back again. Storms keep coming. They're indiscriminate. They're not very interested where you live, what title before or after your name, what accumulated resources you have. Storms come to test the very vitality of our life. So what can we learn from Jonah and Elijah and Jesus? Only three of others who had storm problems. But one thing that we can learn about storms is storms are real. And they come, and they will not overpower the purposes of God. You should remember that thematically. Storms are real and storms come, but not even storms can prevent the purposes of God. Jonah had been given one primary project, to preach the gospel of repentance to Nineveh, to take a journey to the big city, stand up and tell the city to turn around, change their mind about God, and follow after him. One morning, Jonah got up to take passage. He booked his ticket. He got on board a cargo ship, and the ticket was stamped Tarshish when he was supposed to have been going to Nineveh. And so he recalibrated the direction that he wanted to go to, and he took off in the wrong direction with the purpose of God on board with him. And before he could get to where he wanted to go, a violent wind and waves thrust against the ship to almost tear it apart. And everybody who never prayed started praying because they thought that they were going to their watery graves. Everybody prayed but one person, a passenger with Tarshish stamped on his ticket, was awakened and asked why had he not prayed. And it's simply this: if it's a storm, I'm the reason, because I'm going in the wrong direction. And God will send storms to reclaim your attention, and no storm can stop the purposes of God. Elijah should have been celebrating the victory of Mount Carmel. He had declared that he was one of the only prophets to remain faithful to God. And now, after defeat, after a glorious victory at the epitome of Carmel, he makes his run, not in victory laps, but in fear, frightened for his life. He finds a cave, And in that very cave, he tries to avoid the purposes of God. Jonah needed to get to Nineveh. Elijah needed to get to the kings to coronate them and to anoint his successor. But he got hung up in a cave. But the purposes of God will not be overpowered. Jesus got on a boat, invited his disciples to go across the Sea of Galilee with him. And as he journeyed, a storm broke out and tested the faith of his disciples. And these disciples who had seen him dispel demons out of human beings, give new legs to people that didn't have any, give sight to people that had been born blind, began to question his ability. The purpose of the boat ride was not just to get from one side to the other. The purpose of the boat ride was so that the disciples would know actually who Jesus is. And sometimes storms can blind you to that reality. But regardless of what storm has come in your life, whether it be physical or financial or emotional or psychological, whatever level of storm it is, when God has a purpose for your life, he will get you to that purpose whether you want to get there or not. I could preach right there for a minute. But there's some of you, you remember when God told you to go to Nineveh, and you decided to go to Tarshish. Some of you, like Elijah, you remember when you should have been taking a victory lap, but you parked in your own private cave to say, I quit. I won't preach no more. I won't sing no more. I won't usher no more. I won't serve no more. I won't greet anymore. But God knows where you are, even if you're in a cave, because he's the maker of the cave. Or you may be on a passage crossing from one side to the other. And storms come out. God will reveal who he is. And his purposes shall never, ever be overpowered. Storms are real. But storms teach us something else when you look at all of them in these Bible storms. And that is that storms come so that you can get to the people that's on the other side of the storm. Storms come because there are other people that's camped out on the other side of the storm waiting for you. Yes, I'm pointing at you. Not the person next to you, but you. That God has a purpose with another person after the storm just for you. Nobody likes storms. I mean, if you're a sailor, the fierce winds can be exciting in a sail as long as the storm don't come. You don't mind the winds. And so there are other people, Jonah, on the other side. And so Jonah booked passage to go to Tarshish. He's thrown overboard now, and the storm immediately desists. And God had already programmed the GPS of a big fish to pick him up, to take him where he was supposed to go. Because there are some people waiting on Jonah on the other side of the storm. On the other side of the storm, the Ninevites, pure pagans, Gentiles, people who have no book like this in their hand, are waiting for him to get to the other side. Like you, storms may have come that while you were taking water and bread and biscuit to help your neighbor, it may have been that wonderful opportunity to say, I want to give you bread, but I got some other bread. Here's some water, but I got some other water. Living water. Living bread. Other people on the other side. Elijah's in a cave. avoiding his responsibility, and he sees the lightning, hears the thunder, feels the wind, and then he sees a cloud about the size of a man's hand. He's made every excuse for being in that cave. But there are some other people on the other side of the storm after the wind broke the rocks and after the earthquake and after the wind and after the fire. There are some people down the road. Two kings to be coronated. His successor to be ordained. And the kings cannot be crowned and his successor cannot be elevated to the place of his position unless Elijah get out the cave. You don't know who God has waiting for you on the other side of the storm. Some of us have been cynical and sour about life. But it's a strange thing about catastrophes. In the need, in the real need. Now I know that you got some arrogant people. We had some come on our own campus. They were mad that we didn't have Ozark because we had something else. If you're thirsty, you just need some water. Some people were mad because we didn't have Gucci and Louis Vuitton. I told them, said, you know, when you're naked, you just need some clothes.
All right.
When you're hungry, you just need some food.
Yes,
and I can tell by your reaction that you're on the side of those that are ungrateful, but I can only speak for myself. I know what it means to have, and I know what it means not to have.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't have to be nice. I don't care how much Jesus they got. Anybody that's nice to me, I got a thank you Jesus attached to it, because everybody got enough personal problem that they could just be self-indulged by themselves. Preach, Pastor West. There are people on the other side. God had waiting for you. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be nice when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go help people and they not be nice. I didn't mean to go this far, but I feel like it's some preaching right there. You need to know that. That's why I said the Christian faith is not a Pollyanna religion. It don't always come out quite the way you want it to. It's always dark clouds among the silver lining. But don't you worry about their disposition, their bad attitude. There's another that's celebrating the goodness that you extend to somebody else. If I can help somebody, as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody that they're traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain.
Amen.
Let me give you one more now. Jesus got on that boat because there was somebody on the other side waiting for him. You know, the book of Mark, for those of you that just want a good gospel to read, read Mark. You can read it in about 3 hours, just straight through, 3.5 hours, just straight through. And you pick up one great theme, and that is the disciples don't never get it. For 16 chapters, Jesus is trying to reveal to them who he is. And Jesus invites his disciples on a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. In the middle of the ride, a storm breaks out. And in the middle of the storm, the disciples panic. They are fearful. They began to breathe out their fears. And they say, Jesus is asleep. Doesn't he care? And if they would have left Jesus asleep, if they just wouldn't have bothered him, they would have been in. They would have been in for the ride of their life. If they just would have let him sleep, they were not going to go under because Jesus had already invited them to go over. And they would have been up and down and over and to the side. And when they got to where they were going, they could have said, that was the best ride of our lives. Looked like we was going to die. Looked like we was going to go under. But we could not, because our security was on the boat. That's what Jesus is saying to you right now. I know it looks bad, looks dark, it is bad, but you're not going under, because I promised you I'll take you over. Daddy on the boat ride, going across the sea to the other side, because there's somebody waiting on them. There's a man on the other side of the sea. A Gadarian demoniac, a man who is a human haunted house, a gentleman who is a walking Holiday Inn with 6,000 evil tenants living in his body. And Jesus is going there for one reason, not for just an ocean excursion, not for them to have just a break and resort, but I got a man over there that I need to tell about who I am, so that when he finds out who I am, he can go to the 10 cities after that city and tell them who I am. The man would say, I want to go with you. Jesus would say, you can't. I need you to stay over here and tell somebody the good things that the Lord have done for you. That's why storms come our way. Some of you are in Jesus right now because somebody through a storm told you about how good God is. Some of you were in a storm and you didn't think the sun was going to ever shine again. And God got you in a position to say, I can't tell you that the storm is not going to rock your life. I can't tell you that the power is not going to bend sometime. But what I will tell you, I'll be your life preserver. I'll be the one that sustains you. I'll be the one that keeps you. I'm the one that will keep and sustain. Now I'm done. I got one last thing. God reminds us storms are real, but they will not overpower the purposes of God. And on the other side of the storm, God has somebody waiting on you. And then, and I'll sit down with this one. In every storm, after the storm, God is always speaking. Jonah is overboard. Big fish has taken him now where he's supposed to have been going in the first place. And in the third chapter, it says, and the word of God came to Jonah again. Get up and go to Nineveh. Again. And it happened after the storm. I didn't have this in my manuscript when I wrote it, but I just had, and I don't get many of them, just a flash inspiration. Lord, thank you that the disobedience in my life that have called my storm doesn't prevent you from talking to me for a second time. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for that. I really mean that. It was disobedience that caused the storm. And yet God's purpose will not be prevented. And he sends word a second time. Go preach to my people. And God spoke to Jonah a second time to go down there now and rescue through the preaching of the gospel of repentance the people that would come to him. And you know, Jonah didn't like that too much. He really didn't. He felt like that God shouldn't speak to these pagans. But you and I, as God told Jonah, who are you to tell me who I can be gracious to? I'm almost about ready to run around this building. Who are you to tell me who I can show who I love? They have my purpose attached to them. Elijah now. Notice where God speaks after the storm. He's in the cave. He sees the lightning, hears the thunder, feels the wind, sees that little cloud coming up. And then he hears God speak after the storm in a still, small voice. The most poetic expression of God's speech in all of the Old and New Testament, the still, small God's voice, God speaks. God speaks. God speaks. God spoke and God speaks. And he speaks to us even now. Pastor West, I just need God to speak. He won't speak to me. Yes, he will. He's speaking every day through 66 books. And any day you pick it up on any page, read it, God will speak to you. No, we're looking for something to come out of the sky. No, he's already come down from eternity to the cross and resurrected from the grave. He's speaking now. And then Jesus on that boat with his disciples. And Jesus speaks before the storm, in the storm, after the storm. Before the storm, he said, let's go, let's cross to the other side. In the storm, he says, be quiet. Hush your mouth. Why are you so fearful? And then after the storm, he wanted to know one thing. Why y'all ain't got no faith? I wake you up every morning. You come to church every week. You sing along at the hymns and the choir. You read along with the scriptures. You hear the sermon. You lift up your hands. When are you going to believe in me that I'm not just a God to put your hands together and clap about? I'm a God that you put your heart in. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. When are you going to believe me? Why do you have no faith? Why are you so afraid? I'm done. John was on the ship. He learned how to sail early in life. He had taken 4 or 5 voyages on the sea before he was 6 or 7 years old. He grew up in a pious home. His mother taught him how to read the scripture. She died, however, young, and when he was young, from tuberculosis. And so he spent the remainder of his life with these seafarers with his dad, who was a captain on a ship. He later became a captain of a ship. He had a plantation in West Africa, and he was sailed the ship from England and Africa and different ports to be colonized later in slave trade. One night, after he almost caused a mutiny with his team to take these slaves that were handcuffed, suddenly, no warning, big gusts of wind and gale and hurricane wind started pushing the ship, in his own diary said, violently, pitching it forward and backwards, violently. So much water was taken to the ship, he felt that they had already been swallowed by the sea. And then the strength of the waves peeled away planks of the ship, and there they were trying to hold this thing together. He was afraid, and everybody on board was afraid. Though they had been sea-tested and seaworthy, they weren't ready to die at sea. And the captain, they fastened him to the wheel so that he could just hold that wheel, try to sail that ship through the sea. While he was in a storm and rehearsing in his head scriptures that he had been meditating on, his life started changing right there. Not making God no promises, it just started changing right there. The next thing you know, when he got to a desk after that storm had subsided, he did 2 things. He unfastened the chains of the slaves. He started preaching and became an abolitionist. And then he wrote these words. You may have heard them before. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils and snares. You know, you'll say through many dangers when your life has been tossed from one side to the other. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. It was grace that brought me thus far, and grace will lead me home. Have a good day. May God bless you. But I got one more story. Because somebody said, I thought you would have told this story earlier. I couldn't because there's too much in the story. There's another sailor and another ship going in another direction. Paul was on a ship on his way to Rome, but he didn't get there on the boat ride because God sunk the ship and then tore the ship apart, and then Paul had to be saved on the wreckage of the ship. And if that wasn't bad enough, when he got to the shore, he got bit by a snake. But out of the wreckage, he was saved. He wrote 1st and 2nd Timothy and probably Philemon. But after the storm, he had his own story too. I fought a good fight. I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. There is now laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Somebody right here, you're in a storm, but let me tell you, it's joy on the other side of the storm. The storms can be rough. They can make you sick. They can mess you up. But once you come on the other side of the storm, you're stronger. You are better. You got a different prayer, a different praise. You're not just thanking God for survival. You're thanking Him for being good. He's good and His mercy is everlasting. Yeah. Yeah. He's good. He's not only the God of the storm, but He's the God on the other side of the storm. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a purpose and keeping that purpose.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you, Lord, for the people on the other side. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Lord, for speaking to us after the storm. Yeah, He's speaking. Right now, when I was a boy growing up, they used to have a song in church that said, the Lord is speaking to you, ooh, 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 to you. You know, that's how they would sing it out. The Lord is speaking. Can't you hear what He's saying? The Lord is speaking to you. He speaks through the earthquake. He speaks through the storm tossing. He speaks. The Lord speaks to you. Lord, thank you for speaking to us. Help us to know that your purposes will never be overpowered. That you put a purpose in every person in this room. And you're revealing that purpose.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us to know that we can either go like Jonah, we can go Jonah chapter 3 obediently, or chapter 1 disobedient. Storms are real, though. Then, Lord, for the people that's on the other side of the storm,
thank you, Lord.
Help us to be a witness to them that God can keep them. Even when it don't look like it. And then, Lord, thank you for keep on speaking. Now we pray for those that are here today that need a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not as a safety net, not as a lifesaver just for hard times in life. But as a living, loving Savior, that we surrender you because it's right to do that. And because your grace has led us to do that. As our leaders take their places, Lord, and choir sings, without debate or negotiation or discussion, move upon the hearts of people to come forward today. In Jesus' name, for your sake we pray. Amen.
Despite what the paintings look like, Jesus isn't some sort of stoic holy man unmoved by our pain and sin. Throughout Scripture, Christ got sad, glad, and even mad. His emotions reflect the heart of God and connect him with the world he came to save. We want to help you relate to Christ in all of his emotional depth by sending you Pastor Wes's 4-message CD series, The Emotions of Jesus. This powerful CD series is our way to say thank you for your gift to help transform more lives through the teaching of God's Word. So call now or go online to get your copy of The Emotions of Jesus. And thank you for helping encourage others with God's life-changing Word. Be encouraged.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. it around for my good. Oh, what was meant to kill me, it only made me better.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, the other side of the storm. And see, the people of God, what we know is this. He can calm the storm in your life. We know this. Because how many times has he done it for us? He has calmed the storm in our lives. The storm was raging. Somebody had a foreclosure and they said it was coming to take your house. You didn't know where you were going to get no money to catch up those house payments. That was your storm, and it was raging. Every time you went to the mailbox, you got another letter talking about how they were going to come at your after your house that God gave you. that just didn't help. Then you went to the doctor, and you was diagnosed with some kind of crazy illness. So you got storms now, more than one, raging in your life. Now the school calling you and the school call you to tell you about your grandchild. Or your daughter, your son call you to tell you what's going on with the grandchild. And it's not good news. So the storms are raging in your life. But the true believer knows that God calms storms. When you look up, he done made a way where you didn't even know it was a way possible, that they took care to stop the foreclosure. They said, oh, we forgot about this program over here. We have this program for people like you who can help you to make your payment, your past three monthly payments in increments. If you can pay this amount towards this, and a portion of it gonna go. He's got a way. I've seen him do it. I needed $5,000. I want you to listen. $5,000 for this house. $5,000. I wasn't concerned. Maybe I should have been more concerned, but I really wasn't, because if he gave it to me, he gonna see that I keep it. Shante was on the phone talking to this lady, and she asked Shante, she said, well, what is it you need? She looking at me, I said, tell her $5,000, because that's what we need. She said, I need $5,000. She said, oh, okay, what account you want me to put this into? Did y'all hear that? Savings or checking? Which account? Huh? In a few minutes, the money was put in there. We paid what we had to pay and went on in Jesus and never had no more problems after that. Now, it got like that because God wanted to show me I'm greater than you think. You thinking this way, I'm coming that way. You don't never know how I'm coming. I just need you to trust me. The storm was raging. I'm sitting in the garage praying, talking about, Lord, I need you to go ahead and give me the money because it's coming up to a second payment, and they're going to be calling me because they want their money. I need you to go ahead and give me the truck payment. In a few minutes, he released that. Y'all hear what I'm telling you this morning? Storms will come in our lives. But the true believer knows that God calms the storm. Matter of fact, he sends the storm back to where it come from. He destroys storms. And many times we're on the other side of the storm. We're not on the side where it's really raging. Somebody been diagnosed with a terrible illness. That's a storm in your life. And you can't believe that storm. I can't believe it. I have to move on past what you're talking about. Because greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. He calms the storm. He destroys storms. Yeah. Jonah told him, yeah, throw me overboard. Throwed him on off of that. The big fish swallowed him up and everything. When Jonah got his mind right and decided to obey God, the big fish opened his mouth and let him out. I just imagine he was sitting in the living room of the big fish. And many times we go through storms because of disobedience. We go through storms because it's where we leave our mind, what we put our mind on. We don't put it on God. We put our mind on other stuff that's going to keep us in a storm, going to keep us worried, going to keep us stressed, but going to keep us upset, going to keep us depressed. This is where we keep our mind. I try my best to keep my mind on Jesus. And I promise you, I can't let nothing get me down because I got a true and living God that have all power. I've been through the storm and lots of rain like anybody else, but today I can truly say I made it because of God and where I put my mind. I didn't put my mind on what was going on. I put my mind on what God was able to do. I told him what I wanted, and I walked away from it. If he's going to do it, I believe he's doing it. It's no need for me to keep going back with it and fooling with it and being anxious with it. I leave it alone and work on something else that I can work on. Now, lost a daughter. That was my first girl, my first daughter. Born the same day, got the same birthday. But when she went on to be with the Lord, when she left here, I let her went on. And guess what? Told God thank you here. And tell him thank you every day and keep it moving. See, because a lot of things, it's nothing we can do with it. Why I'm going to sit around and keep flipping it to the side and see can I work it this way? Well, I'm thinking maybe if I push it back a little bit, maybe I bring it back to the left a little more. Maybe I need to center it. Now, I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to let it go. And every time it comes to my mind, I'm going to give it back to God. The enemy used to tell me about my children all the time. Oh, they're going to die. Oh, somebody going to shoot them. Oh, this going to happen to them. Oh, you saw how you had the vision about your daughter walking out in front of the car. Oh, no, that's going to really happen. But there ain't going to be no stop of time, and the blood going to be running, and she going to bleed out right there before you're on the ground. Ain't no getting up. Well, who report will we believe today? I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm filled. I believe I got the victory. And why do I believe all of this? Because I serve a great God who have all power. I serve the God who can turn things around. I serve a God who can destroy the worst storm. Now, if I know he's got all power and he can do this, why am I sitting back concerned about what I can't change? And what he's taken away from me, why I keep going praying for it? He removed that from me because it wouldn't work together for my good, but I'm back over here. Lord, give it to me. He's not going to do it. He removed that from your life for a purpose and a reason. He removed you from it for a purpose and a reason. Don't go back to Egypt. Don't go back to Lodibar. You was a cripple down there. God healed your body and brought you up out of Lodibar. Don't go back. Some people want to go back. They love pity parties. They love attention. If I act like I'm pitiful, they're going to show me some attention. I don't need your attention like that. Matter of fact, I'm busy. I want you to leave me alone. That's what I want, because I'm busy. I'm trying to get some real things done over here. Some people, I done forgot the name they call them, Louis, where they, every time you see them on Monday, how you doing? My finger hurts. When you see them on Tuesday, how you doing? Oh, I got a headache. You can see them Tuesday afternoon, how you doing? My big toe bothers. You see them on Wednesday, how you doing? Oh, my chest hurts. Just never no relief. And these people, a lot of them do this stuff because they want attention. They don't feel nobody love them, but it all starts with us. We have to learn to love ourselves. Yeah. I was looking in my closet at some, you know, some bad dresses I got. Yeah, God bless me. Right quick, and I was looking at them bad dresses, and I was thinking to myself, hey, you might be overweight, and you may have some dental problems. But guess what? You all that bother. And the reason I was feeling that way, because I was seeing the things that God had done for me. Even with the dental problems and being overweight, he showed me his love towards me. And I got to love me. I can't love you until I love me. I got to tell me the truth about me. Then I can tell you the truth about you. I can't come to you and tell you all about you. I got the big beam in my eye, but I'm coming to help you to get the mote out of yours. Or I got the mote in mine, and I'm coming to help you to get the beam. No, that won't work because I can't see. You know, I got one eye. I'm not seeing the big picture. But when we learn to love ourselves and know that God loves us, it's nothing we can't do, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You can get over this foolishness. You can get over whatever. I'm a living witness. I love my dad, the greatest dad I think ever lived for me, because he was mine. He went on home to be with the Lord. He went on to take his rest. He was no longer here for me to consult him when I needed to know this. I wanted to talk about that. What I wanted, $500. I couldn't call him no more. He was gone on. I couldn't get no more money out of him. Yeah. And I used to tell him stuff like, well, Daddy, you said if you ever got money and I needed money, I could always call you and you would always give your baby money if she wanted. He said, that's all you want is some money all the time. Money, 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 money. Let that money go and pray sometimes. I said, I do pray. I'm praying for money, Daddy. Yeah, that kind of craziness. You see, but he went on to take his rest. The man was tired. He had did what God called him to do. He had raised me to be grown. He had blessed my children to know a good grandfather. Now let it go and depend on me. And after all I've done to stand, all I can do is stand some more. Why is that, Barbara? I'm standing on a solid foundation. I can't help who come and I can't help who go. I'm standing on the word of God. And we got to learn this. We got to learn to let it go. And walk away from it, let God fix it. Now, if God speak to you and tell you to do something, you got to obey what he said. But if you haven't heard from him, you got to trust him. And if you got trust issues, you got to pray and tell the Lord, Lord, I don't know how to trust people. You said trust no man. And Lord, I'm having a few issues trusting you. Teach me how to trust you. Because some things you can go to God for yourself. Everybody waiting on the preacher. I can't deliver you. Only God can. I can't save you. Only God can. All I can do is lead you to him. And you must allow him to do the work in you. And do what he needs to do through you. But he sent the preacher to teach. He sent the preacher to preach so you'll know what you can do. And what you can't do. But on the other side of the storm, many of us are there. Boys clowning over there. But on this other side is peace. Is joy, love, and happiness. I got the great God. Yeah. I heard Mike Murdoch say when they was out there fishing and they weren't catching no fish. And they told Jesus, we gave up everything to follow you. He said, Jesus could have told him, yeah, two catfish. That's what you gave up. Cause that's all you caught, two little fish. And you're talking about what you gave up. He made the net so full of fish, the net was breaking. But see, we don't think right. We got to think right. We got to think spiritually. We got to think in a good way with God, not negative. Anything negative, you want to get rid of that because that's not God. Our trials are coming. Now, you're going to go through some trials, But you got to remember, your trials come to make you strong. He did not send trials to destroy you or to punish you. He sent trials to teach you. I've been through a lot of things, and I know this. He brought me out of that. He will bring me out of this. He didn't leave me in that. He brought me out with a lesson. Now, I know he's a deliverer. I know he's a healer. He healed my body. But I went through the trial of sickness. Yeah. But the other side of the storm, and we want to get there. God is faithful to us. If we could learn to be faithful to him, we're going to learn some good things that we can do, that this life that we're living right here, we won't have to be longing for heaven. Jesus really will be our portion, and a constant friend is he. We will know that if he's taking care of those birds of the air, they don't work nowhere, don't punch nobody time clock, never have. The lilies of the field. I've seen some grass so pretty that's growing out in an open field that only God planted the seed, because it's wild grass. Nobody owned it. It just come up out the earth. I've seen roses, flowers so beautiful that God did it. Jerry sent me a plant. And I watered that plant because I left it outside and it's not used to heat like that. And so I brought it in. It was so heavy, I couldn't lift it alone. I had to get a man, you know. And my son brought it in and it was looking weak and pitiful. And I started watering it. Every 2 days I give it water and enough water. When I looked, that thing done grew and it's big and I got to move it again because it's blocking. Where I have it at, it's blocking the doorway because it's coming on out. God takes care of us. He's able if we will trust him and allow him to. Because we don't want to be depressed. We don't want to think that we're not going to make it. I don't have nobody. The devil is a liar and a fool and will make a liar and a fool out of you if you will allow him to. Children get busy. Adult children, they don't pick up the phone and call their mom and daddy, tell me how y'all doing. I'm just checking on you all the time. They don't do that every day. Now, some does. Especially when they're going through some things, they're going to stay in touch with you then. Because they listen for advice. They want you this. They want you to do that. Well, mama, can you call and find this out for me, mama? Well, mama, can you do that? Now, as soon as the episode is over with, they go back to their normal lives. Once a week, twice a week, once a month, however they do it, you'll hear from them. Now, if I have a situation over here and I call one of them, they're going to come running. And I've said to them, I said, well, why you don't call me? Well, mama, we know you're doing all right. How do you know, mama, we got our needs? We know if you were going through anything, we would know it. I'm like, okay, then. All right. I said, what if I fall over here? I'm 64. They started laughing. Mama, you want some attention? I said, no, I'm good. I'm just talking. I'm good over here. Really, I am. I don't need nobody holding my hand. I don't need nobody coming over here spoon feeding me. I don't need none of your attention. I'm good. I wanted to tell them this. I appreciate it when you don't call, and I appreciate it when you stay away. Yeah, because I'm enjoying my freedom by myself. I love me, and I love my company. I keep myself good company. Yeah. But that's just the way of adults. Many adult children, they get busy with their lives and they figure you got your life and they don't have to hold your hand. Yeah. Now, the older we get, if we get in a position where we can no longer whatever, then they'll come and be there. You know, my son said, when you turn 85, I'm going to put the shawl on you and I'll get you a couch blanket and make sure you got your socks and your house shoes on. You know, you got your winter gear on in the summer because you're cold. I said, boy, go on with that foolishness. Nobody going through that. I'm going to be just fine. Yeah. Tell me, I'm going to get you a rocking chair. I'll bring the kids over there to hang out to make you feel. I said, boy, go on and quit talking to me crazy. That's not how it's going. I prayed for my older age. I've already prayed about it. When I looked at David, I said, oh, yeah, go on, Barbara, and take care of your older age. Tell God what you want in your older age. You don't want nobody putting the pins on you. Yeah, you don't want nobody doing everything. So you still want to get in there and make a pan of biscuits every blue moon. You ain't doing no big cooking and that. Thanks to you ain't doing none of that no more. But every now and then you might feel like a pan of biscuits. So you're going to get the flour and the buttermilk and the shortening thing and go on and then do your thing. Yeah. God is faithful to us. He is faithful to us. And we need to return the favor. Be faithful unto God. Be faithful. Stay with whatever he called you to, chose you for. Stay with him. Stay with a faithful prayer life, a faithful Bible study life. Stay there. Stay there. Don't leave it. Perfect practice make perfect. Practice keeping your mind on God. There's so many things you can think about with him. Some things I begin to think about with him and boy, my feet get light. Old bad knees and everything go to getting down right there where I'm standing, go to dance. Because I think on the goodness of it. Look at him. Hey, Sherry made sausage gravy and biscuits. Look. Louis, I'm going to spank you. You need a spanking. So look, we just got to work on keeping our mind on him. And you can see things happening during the day. Talk to him about it. Lord, do you see that? You know he see it. Look at this. I go to thinking on him and I'm thinking for hot and cold running water. Oh, y'all don't understand. I'm thinking for a comforter to cover up with when it's cold or when I feel like I want to be covered. I'm thinking for shoes on my feet, thinking for clothes on my back, thinking for electric in the house I can see at night, huh? The bill paid. I'm thinking for cable. I have cable TV. I can watch inspiration camp meeting. I thank it for YouTube. I can go to YouTube and listen to preacher after preacher after preacher. Huh? Spitting the word of God out his mouth. Or her mouth. Yes, 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 yes. We've got a lot to be thankful for and we can keep our mind on God if we choose to. But we choose the gloom and doom. We choose the negativity. Lord, you know they say they're going to cut my lights off. Lord, I can't make my car payment. Just to grumble and a complain all the time, all the time, all the time. Let's tell them thank you for what we have. And do you know when you begin to thank God for what you already have, that's praising him? And I believe when the praises go up to him, his blessings come down. He see you're going to praise him for the tires on your car. He see you're going to praise him that your car is still running. He might add a new car to you. He might give you something else that you really wanted to put on your car or in your car. It's no telling what he can do. When you begin to thank him for the curtains to the window, the blinds to the window at your house, you may not own the house. You may be renting it. It may be a trailer. But you begin to thank God for these things. And when you look up, he has done much more for you. Begin to thank him for shoes and watch yourself because you'll get a couple of new pairs. I love shoes. I can't help it. I said, maybe because the ancestors went bare feet in slavery. I don't know, but I love shoes, all kinds. It looked like to me a black shoe just shows out. And then depending on how that black shoe is made, it just show out for me. Yeah. I thank him for shoes. I think it's for socks. I think it's for feet. Somebody said, now she done went off the rocker. No, ma'am, no, sir. I thank him for everything. What if I didn't have no feet to put socks on? Huh? I thank him that I can see. I wear glasses, but I can yet see. Glory. I can hear, feel, I can touch, I can chew. He has blessed me. And see, some people take all of this for granted. They don't remember, and they call it small things. But all of these are big things, because if you did not have them, let me tell you, you would know it. You would be longing for it. But we need to give God plenty to work with for us. Give him some thank yous, some heartfelt thank yous, because that's what he deal with, the heart. And them lips, they can say anything, but he's looking at the heart. And he know the very intent of it, your heart and mine. So we want to give God all we can. And let me tell you, he'll bring us through the storm. And we won't look like what we've been through. I don't look like what I've been through. Boy, I should be just broke down and maybe not have no arms. I don't know, no arms and no feet. Maybe one of my eyes should be gone. I'm missing an ear. I don't know how I should be looking, but I know I don't look like what I've been through. I can tell you that. Because he's faithful, and he's been good to me. And he's brought me out every time. It wasn't me. I didn't bring myself out. I didn't know how to come out. I had no answers. Only he had the answers. And he shared with me. And he blessed me beyond my wildest imagination. And I'm grateful unto Almighty God this morning. We all should be. And we should let go and let God have his way. All right now, Lord, look at here. Isaiah 52:7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Yeah. The word even says this too. Oh, how beautiful are the feet of those that carry the gospel. Huh? You're going from place to place teaching and preaching, you carrying the word of God. It's a beautiful thing. Your feet are beautiful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we give God glory and we give him honor and praise today. And we want to keep our mind on him because he'll keep us in perfect peace. Yeah, party seat. Listen, I want to ask y'all to keep Sister Sion and my buddy lifted up, her husband. Y'all keep them lifted up in prayer for me. That just come to me, the Lord just spoke that to me. So y'all keep them lifted in prayer as well. And he's going to work it out. Matter of fact, it's already done. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. It's all right today. Yeah. So listen, on tomorrow, I believe it is, we're going to talk about the listeners. And we want to celebrate. Yeah, our coming together. God is faithful. See, we thank him for the little thing. Every little thing. We tell God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Lord, I thank you for my nails. Fingernails, toenails, earlobes, everything I can think of, I want to thank him for it because he gave it to me. He made me in his image. He made me for his pleasure. I don't want nothing to be lost on me. I don't want to forget what he's done. Thank you for the Spanish classes. Thank him for a mind that I can understand, because it could be everything blocked in my head. I can't understand nothing. I can't do nothing. But God has blessed me, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm grateful unto him this morning. I appreciate him, and I love him today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we want to stop the negative thinking, start thinking positive. Keep our mind on God by thinking on the things that he has done for us. Talking to him about the least little thing. Yeah, have fellowship and commune with him. And I'm going to tell you something. That thing will move you in the spirit. You hear me? When you know anything, your hands going up in the air. I'm at the saint with the hands up in the air praising. When I know anything, I'm over by the stove because I done cut me a step or two. He's been good to Bob. He's been good to me. Made ways when I didn't see it, when I didn't see a way. Opened doors I didn't even know the door was there. Brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. I was headed to hell. Y'all don't understand. I was headed to hell. I'm talking about going fast. And he called me out. He looked beyond. Oh, yes, he did. All my faults and saw my need. I needed to turn around. Yeah. Amazing grace. I feel all right right there. Shall always be my song of praise. Hallelujah. Boy, it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know. Just how he came to love me so. It was Almighty God who looked beyond, hey, all my faults, glory to his majesty, and so, oh yeah, yeah, my knees. I shall forever woo, be grateful unto him. I can't help but lift my eyes to Calvary this morning. To the place where he died for me. How marvelous it was. I couldn't pay my own ransom. He paid it for me. Woke me up, closed. Hey, yeah, yeah. In my right mind. Ooh. I can walk. I can talk. I can move. I can still drive. I still have safe driver on my driver's license. I could have been full of traffic tickets because, you know, the foot, it get a little heavy sometimes. Could have been full of traffic tickets and couldn't afford to pay him, but look what he did for me, kept me safe. It's been a minute, and I thank him. I'm telling you, we've got so much to be grateful for. You can keep your mind on him just by telling him thank you. Holding the land back from the sea. Keeping the sun from the earth. We don't burn. We could be burnt up. Keep the moon back from the land. We could freeze to death. Still give light in the night. Still give light in the day. Keep on changing the seasons over and over again. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Hallelujah. I'm riding down to the prison and I'm looking up and I look at the trees green and burnt orange and brown and yellow and beautiful fall colors. I tell him, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that I even get to see this again in 2021. Could have been gone. Could have been in a place where I couldn't get out. Oh, but he blessed me and I'm willing to go. And do what he says to do. Thankful unto him. Hallelujah. Listen, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in. I want to start this one. And as soon as I see the first person come in, I'll stop it and we'll get to here.
Yeah, Jesus, you're my everything, yeah. My everything is you, Lord, yeah.
Lord, you are my everything.
You're my
How can I express my gratitude?
How can I express my gratitude?
For all the many things,
for all the many things you
Father, you've done for me, yeah.
www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Good morning, Sister Jared. God bless you. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. All is well. How are you doing today?
I am blessed.
We are blessed. Just listening to all the things you were talking about, we are blessed. Yeah. We're not just blessed for material things. We are blessed because God sees our needs and he meets them. He meets them every day.
Mm-hmm.
He meets my needs every day. And I just want to say thank you, God. I don't want to complain. I don't want to make it look like one thing or another. I just want to tell God thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for keeping a wretch like me safe. He keeps me safe from my own self.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps me safe from harm and danger. He even sometimes keeps me safe from my own family members. Because that good old stupid Jared, we'll call her. I'll tell her I'm at the gas station. She won't think to ask me why I went to the gas station with no gas money. She'll just send me some money. Oh, Lord. But God will put people in your life and say, oh, Jerry, that's game. I used to know game, but now I know Jesus. I used to know game, but now I know God. So I don't have time for games. I have time for Christ. Lord, have mercy on people that think they need to play games. when all they need to do is pray. Keep us all safe from ourselves. And Lord, whatever you do in this season, don't do it without me, please, Lord. But please keep the in mind. I thought about it last night, how I was laughing and getting ready to enjoy your great meals and food. And but there's some child out there that has nothing to eat. And I'm so grateful that that child is not my grandchild. There's someone out there that has no place to lay their head. But, oh, God, that person is not me. So, Lord, whatever you do in this season, have the government look upon this world. And remember the seniors. I'm on fixed income, but, God, you provide my needs. And I tell everybody, you take good care of me, Lord God. But look upon that person that's in the project home and they don't even know. I have a friend, she said, oh, Jerry, I don't get my stamps till after Thanksgiving, and my children, I don't know what I'm going to do by Thanksgiving.
What?
I said, oh, don't worry, baby girl. I'll share with you what I got. Because I know there's somebody out there that has nothing to eat come this Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for people like Barbara says, come to my house, Jerry. I thank you, God, for people like Barbara. I'm so thankful to this Thanksgiving, more so than last Thanksgiving, because last Thanksgiving I was so grieved and struck. It was my first Thanksgiving, and I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know how to do anything. I was just sitting around. But God helped me then, and now he's opening up more and more doors for me. I know how to cook a little better now. Oh, yes, I had to learn. But I thank you, Lord. And I want you to look on these poor children that living in rat-infested homes. And they have nowhere to go. Look on the parents that has lost children. Look on someone that husband has died and left them and walked away and left them alone. This is a season where suicide is so great. I'm so glad I know you, God. And I got a friend I can call. Anytime, any day, Lord, and look up in out my window and say, Lord, keep me near you. Make me smile today. So I call Barbara, and I'll say, Barbara. And she'll laugh, and I'll laugh. If somebody don't have someone they can call. We have the military out there that's going through some type of something. We got the inmates that's going through something. Okay, yes, they may be there because they did something. Or they may be there because they did not do something. Who are we to judge? But today I just want to, my mother used to say, I'm climbing on the rough side of the mountain because I don't want the mountain too smooth because I'll slide down. Lord, keep me on the rough side of the mountain so I find something to grip on, hold to. That need you right now, Lord God. I'm very grateful. I have an autistic son, but he wakes up every morning at 5 a.m. just to hear Jesus in the morning. He claps his hands when he hears his music. He likes those fast beat music. I like the slow beat. But I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for people like Brother Frank that comes on the radio and say, I love each and every one of you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I love Brother Anthony, who gives God a testimony in his praise. I thank God for people like Sister Fionn, Sister Dot. Oh, Brother Sister Rita, I thank God for you. And I believe in my heart of heart, God's going to turn some things around for you. He's going to do it because that's the kind of God I serve. I just thank God for so many people. And I thank God that I'm not under the underpass because that's where I should have been. But God kept me in a house where I turned the heat on. I'm covered up in a warm blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I can cut the switch on the blanket and it'll put heat on my legs. Oh, how blessed I am.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, how blessed I am. I came from a house, had to sit around a happy heater mm-hmm. with blankets wrapped around us, but no electricity. But oh, how God has brought me, as my mother says, I look back.
Hallelujah.
How God has brought me from a mighty long way. My brothers and my sisters. And I thank God.
Yeah.
I thank God for each of you all on Jesus in the Morning. Because you all give me inspiration when I hear the goodness. And I hear Barbara say her morning prayer and that faith prayer and that trust prayer. It reminds me, no good deed goes unnoticed. Those that can sow, let's try to remember the ones that have nothing. In
yes.
Jesus' name I pray today.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm with you when you're right, Jerry. Brother Louis said, good morning. Hey, Sister Jerry.
Oh, good morning, Brother Louis. I'll tell you how things work out on Thanksgiving. I got another plan.
Okay. Don't get into that, Brother Louis. Don't worry about that. I got it under control, Brother Louis. That truth can dive under control. You know that's all she wants. But, yeah, I thank God today, Jerry, for good friendship. And I thank God that I can be there and people can be there for me because it's hard to find real friends in this hour. I just want you to know it. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the Jesus in the Morning crew, that faithful few I call them. I thank God for each of you. And I tell people that's local all the time, I say, well, I have a lot of friends. I said, but most of mine are out of town. Thank you, Jesus. Most of mine are out of town. I said, I even got daughters out of town. I got sons out of town. And, you know, I said, I have some friends down in Gotha. I said, if I call them and I need them, they coming. Whether I have money to pay for them to come or not, if they can scrounge it up, here they come. Yeah. And so it would be a beautiful thing if they could, you know, come up for Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not asking nobody. You know, I'm not putting the pressure on nobody. I'm just asking, you know, if they could come up for Thanksgiving. It would be a beautiful thing. Yeah.
That ain't nothing but pressure. Stop it. Stop it. Happen. You pressure worker.
Jerry, be quiet over that Five Flavors for Pound Cake wanting it right now. You're not getting none just for that. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. See, behave.
Bob, do what you need to do. I'm backing you 100%. People, come up. Please come up. The more she have, the more I can eat. Y'all can eat the vegetables so I can get to the dessert.
No, they not going to do it. They not going to eat your vegetables. You got to eat your own. But, yeah, I thank God this morning. Thank God for Evangelist Robbie Lynn Maven. I thank God for you. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. And she introduced me to an app called Clubhouse. And they have gospel over there. She's got Jesus in the Morning over there, Vibe Live, her shows. Over there, and it's a beautiful thing, and I'm finding those places where I want to be over there. Yeah, and what I want to hear over. Oh, it's a wonderful platform. So y'all check it out, Clubhouse. Yeah. And Brother Lewis said, "Hey, Minister Robin Lynn, yeah, I got a request from Mike to Mike Bradford, but I got to make sure that's him, Minister Maben. I want to make sure that's the real Mike Bradford, and because look like he and I was friends on Facebook, and I don't want to get the duplicate page that somebody done hacked and all that kind of stuff." So I'm going to check it out later to make sure it's Mike Bradford, and I will receive his Facebook friend request. Yeah, yeah. And so I thank God for this Thanksgiving too, Jerry. It's going to be a Thanksgiving like I've never had before. I've never did Thanksgiving without me basically doing all of the cooking. And this year I don't have it to do. Oh, no, I don't have to cook. I was gonna make two pans of that homemade banana pudding with the real meringue on top from the egg white, but I don't think I'm doing that. And I was
let's just chill back. We're at the age now. All we need to do is relax and eat something what we want.
Yeah, and I can do that because, you know, I talked with my niece and she said, "Well, you don't cook nothing. You don't have to. You know, I got you. You know what I like. You know, I know how you like cooking because I know, you used to the real food and you want the flavor. You don't want no seasoning salt and all this crazy stuff. You want the genuine flavor of the food." I said, "And you better know. Just come on. So I said, "Well, I got a couple of friends I'm bringing." She said, well, bring them on. Just come on. That's all I can tell you. And if you feel like coming and helping me, then come on and help me. But if you don't, hey, you know I got it over here." So I
just
may
Imitate me on the sofa.
Well, see, I may just go over and peel vegetables to help her out, you know, chop up the...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and peel potatoes for the potato salad.
Yeah, you do that. That's a good thing, Barbara.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just test everything and make sure the sweet stays okay.
Okay, yeah, I figured that much. I figured you would take over the pound cake and, you know, taste the pies, sweet potato pies and everything. Make sure everything is sweet enough. Uh-huh. I knew you would want that job right there. I knew it.
I'll take over that, and after I eat that, I take a nap.
Oh, my goodness. What would I do with it? See?
At least you ain't taking me to
the
dentist's office.
She's still going to hold that against me. I want you to cut it out, Jerry Crowell.
You were dragging me to the office. You were so happy you wasn't in trouble. You were dragging me to the office, girl.
Well, I was trying to stay out of it. Spencer didn't play. You know Spencer didn't play with that piece of fan film. Oh, my goodness.
I thought it was a tiger thing. All I know, my legs were red when she got through with me.
Yeah, that was the fan belt off of the, what it is, Brother Louis? Is that the alternator? I think that was the fan belt off of the alternator, if I'm not mistaken, now that I'm an adult and I've looked under the hood of a car. That's what it was, an old one back in the 60s. Yeah. And I remember I remember the style of wig she used to wear. But all it was...
I just know she was light-skinned.
Well, Jerry, all it was this. She just wanted us to do what was right. And I got to admit it.
And you know what? I love her for it. I love her for
it.
I love her for trying to get that bitter cup away from her. Move this bitter cup from me.
Yeah,
I'm
I love
looking
Ms.
over there.
Too.
I don't know.
Well, she was a Christian lady.
I love
lady
the
too.
Bible stories now.
Yeah, she was a Christian lady.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
She was.
She was Pentecostal or apostolic, one of the two, because of her dress code.
Oh,
and
yes.
You never saw her with makeup on. You never, you know, she was in the what we call the old way. Yeah, Miss Smith.
And them long dresses. She wore those long dresses.
Yeah, the long dresses and the long skirts, the long sleeve shirts. Yeah, that was Miss Smith. Now Miss Knight.
And button up to the neck.
Miss Knight, Ken Knight wife, she was more of a fashionable lady. Wore the makeup.
She was buttoned down.
Fancy Wigs, Miss Pinkney, Miss Forrester, yeah, those ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were buttoned down.
Yeah. But we was bad, Jerry. I gotta admit that, and I know I was, and the Spencer was just not going for it. And she would get
no,
out behind,
see,
pull her hand out.
You wasn't as bad as me. You were slicker than me.
Wait,
I always
okay,
got called.
We gotta go to a commercial now. We gotta go to a commercial, Jerry. Just done got all in it. I gotta go to a commercial. Kind of slicker. This is slicker of the slick right here in the bag. Yeah. But listen,
okay,
we're going to do the roll call this morning, and thank God that we can laugh here and have some fun and go back in the day. And, you know, it's good to have friends. It's just good to have good friends, and nothing is wrong with that, and I thank God for it today. And she talking about I'm trying to force Buddy and see on them to come up here for Thanksgiving to put the pressure on them. Boy, that Jerry too much. So listen,
I want them to come because they'll keep you entertained while I eat the whole cake.
See, you're back on them sweets, Jerry. I'm trying to get you off. You're back at it again. Behave yourself this morning.
I'm going to be good because I got to go to the doctor that Monday. I'm going to be good.
Okay.
I
appreciate it. I really do. Good morning to
I
you.
I really
Sister
do.
Okay, thank you. Sister Dr. Goodman, good morning to you. Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Simone, Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Angela in California, Sister Laura, Mr. Mason, Miss Deborah, good morning to y'all. I know it's cold in Philadelphia right now, oh my goodness, but I know y'all kind of used to it. Good morning to you, Sister Alexis, and good morning to you, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner. Ought to be heading home from Mexico any day now. Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Jared, Sister Angela Foote, Mama, Sister Annalie Foote, God bless you this morning. And Sister Kim Hopps, she heard a song this morning. God bless you, Kim. And Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Yvonne, our very own Apostle Claudia Boatwright. Good morning to you, ladies. God bless you. God bless you. And again, good morning to you, the main man holding that chat room down, Brother Louis, and our Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hawks, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton this morning, Brother Cal, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Griffin. Good morning to you, gentlemen. God bless you this morning. I thank God for each of you. And I appreciate you. And Brother Frank, I am going to buy turkeys. And I thank you so much. Matter of fact, I want to buy me a stamp. And it'll come really quick. And I might just stamp it on the bag. Apostle people, bam, on the bag. And that way they know who supported them in this hour. And I thank you, Jerry. I thank you because I love to, you know, take care of people who basically they don't have it. They don't have it. They try, but they just don't have it. And I have turkey and I have ham and roast beef and I have fried chicken and all of these vegetables and side dishes. And it's too much. And although I have a large family, we won't be able to eat all of that. So we can bring other people in, you know, that we trust to eat. And then I can take some plates out to the streets. Because I ride down by the bus terminal and I see people sitting on the ground. You know, they're not eating nothing. You know, they're covered up somewhere. Because whatever type of addiction, whether it's mental health or whatever they got, it won't even let them go in. Inside anywhere. So, you know, I might pass out a few plates, you know, on the streets and bless people. And I'll move on from there because I'm thankful unto God for what he gave me. Yeah. And he gave me some friends. Yeah, my Nikki here this morning and she and I, we planning breakfast and I just wanted me some IHOP stuff. You know, what IHOP cook make me a Belgian waffle and Nikki want the corned beef hash. She have to get deep, y'all. So I said, I'll go in there and make it for her, some grits, eggs, and she didn't say toast. Yeah, she just wanted the grits, the eggs, and the corned beef hash, and maybe some bacon. I got that, too. So I'll just make us breakfast, and it'll be all right in Jesus' name. But I thank God for friends, and I thank God for people willing to come up and visit with me, laugh with me, and just have a good time. Look at Louis talking about yum, aha. Yeah, you know, and spend some quality time with you. You're laughing. You may get to pray. You may get to talk about, you know, personal things, whatever it is that we, you know, we do when we get together. Ooh, go ahead, all the pasta. Stop it, I say. Ooh, 45 degrees here in Philly now. I remember when I lived in Florida, but I like the cold and the snow. Yeah, I'm sure you did. Ooh, it gave me a chill. I need to start thawing back out. Ooh, I'm still thawing out. I'm telling you, bro. Ooh, I don't like cold. I don't like it. Ooh, no. I had enough of that up north. Way up north. I had enough of that cold. And we had a 907 number yesterday. Yeah, a couple of them friends from over there stopped through every now and then. Got up. Pastor Angela Walton, you know, Jill, and different ones, you know, they might stop through. If they wake up and they're not sleepy, you know, they might stop through Jesus in the morning. But it's like 4 o'clock there, 5 o'clock in the morning, man. They got to go to work, you know. Yeah, but Pastor Walden may not have to go, but it's cold there. And this woman took me over to her house in Anchorage. And she just stood there and she said, look. And when I looked, beautiful, oh my goodness. Nice, looked like a sleigh bed, I think it was. She said, listen, God did all of this. I did none of this. He gave me this place and everything. And the people respected her in the building. And she lived in a fancy high rise, yeah, for seniors. Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah. Ain't no telling what God can do. No, 45 is not too bad, but for us it is, Brother Louis. We don't walk around in 45. You know that. It gets close to that overnight. Yeah, because last night y'all had 41, but close to 80. See, and that's what I'm saying, Brother Louis. It's like the desert, cold at night and warm, hot during the day. And see, Philadelphia don't have it like that. They may warm up, you know, a little better. But it's still cold there all day. You wearing a coat. So I went out, no sweater, no jacket, no nothing. Yeah. But there, you're not going to go out like that. You need some covering. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So we thank God this morning. And again, I thank Brother Frank, you know, for blessing the people this Thanksgiving. And people can get them a turkey and everything and cook it up for their children. And because like Jerry said, children love turkey. And I'm a full-grown woman, but I love to see that brown bird, golden brown, I mean, nicely, ooh, coming out of that oven. And I get me a leg off of that, a portion of a leg, according to how big the turkey is, yeah. So I love all that kind of thing. And I got to be careful this year. I can't just go over there just doing what Jerry want to do, but. You know, I plan to eat more vegetables than anything else because they're good for me and they give me energy. I got carrots in there and I'm going to have some carrots later on, you know. And I like to put sweet peas with my carrots. I like green beans, broccoli, all of that, cabbage. Yeah, I like vegetables. So Brussels sprouts. Woo! Eddie Mommy's. Oh, I love all of that kind of carrots. Squash. Eggplant is not safe around me. The only vegetable I kind of don't like, and it's not kind of, I don't like it at all. Beets. I don't see how people eat them. It tastes like dirt to me, so I can't eat the beet. But I want a wing. Oh, yeah, and a neck. Oh, my goodness, look at you. What that, now, that wing is straight now, and a neck. The neck have a lot of meat on it. You just have to take your time and get it off of there, but yeah. I love a turkey wing and a turkey neck. I have put necks in the pot with seasonings, onion, you know, they call them the three trinity, the onion, the bell pepper, and the celery. some salt and black pepper on it and cook them necks down and then drop rice over in there. Ooh, let me tell y'all something. Now, see, Louis trying to start stuff. I'm not cooking that. I can't eat that. That rice especially, I don't want it. Yeah, so I'm good. But all right, is there anyone else? I'm just having too much fun this morning. Is there anyone else have something they would like to say? All right, Brother Jermaine, good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you this morning?
Oh, hey, good morning, Sister Barbara. I was, you know, I meant to try and get in a little early, but it seems like lately I've been talking. I turn in and you guys are talking about food, so I just sat back and listened and enjoyed myself because I done got about 10 different ideas for Thanksgiving listening to y'all, so I appreciate you.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we, you know, this year especially, I'm just very thankful just that we, you know, we're going through all these crazy times, but just slowing down and thinking about things like Thanksgiving, that just, it makes me glad. That's my favorite time because I like food, and that's the time I consider my food time of the year where everything goes. And, you know, I just heard the tail end of it, but, you know, Brother Frank and people have a heart. I think we all should bless somebody out there for Thanksgiving, especially this year. And, you know, we don't even have to always let them know who did it, but just to spread some Christian love and let somebody have some turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, the reason I was thinking of doing Brother Frank on the bag is because it's a good thing that people know somebody loved them enough to do all of this for them. And each year he does something. He does something every year through my ministry to bless the people. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to give him some flowers while he's living. Because if he leaves here, he can't smell them. He can't see them. He don't, you know. But in his honor of being a blessing to people, and he loved to bless children. And I can remember telling him about my little 3 and 4 year old friends that used to come to the door. Oh, he used to love to hear about that. Oh, that Frank loved. He loved it to hear about how the children was being blessed. And when Christmas would come, nothing was going to stop him from giving so that he could make sure the kids had whatever, yeah, that I was able to bless them with. And so, you know, we just give flowers while we're living, yeah, because when we dead, you know, you can't see them, feel them, smell them, none of that. So I just felt like he was just deserving, just like Brother Louis. You know, Brother Louis is a giver. And sometimes I don't ask, Brother Louis just give, you know. When the Lord move upon him, he hears something, he just do it. Dorothy Goodman, Jerry, you know, I don't want to be calling y'all names, but because some people don't like it, but Linda, you know, and different ones. So I just thank God that they think of other people, you know, all through the year, not just these holidays. Boatwright, yeah, look here. Boatwright done gave so much. I just be looking at her some days. I just cash out and I say, when I see it, I say, Boatwright, I already know. Because I can feel it, you know. God loves a cheerful giver, and many people, they just do it. They don't, you know, they don't want nothing from it. You know, don't call my name. Don't give me no props on it. I don't want to hear about that. I did what I did. You talk too much, Barbara, but go ahead on. But I'm grateful, and I'm thankful unto God for what he touched their heart and had them to do. And we human. And many times that's what we know to do, get them flowers. Yeah. And so I'm thankful unto him. And Thanksgiving, it is a time of year that I love. Ooh, I walk in there and I smell that bird roasting. I walk in there and I smell potatoes cooking. I can smell the onion and the celery. Oh, my goodness. It's a wonderful day. And my mom, she used to have food out, especially during the Christmas. Oh, you could smell the fruit. Sometimes she would buy a pineapple. You could smell the pineapple on the dining room table. Oh, my goodness. Nuts, candy, all of that. And so I'm just thankful unto the Lord this year for the friends that I have. And We're getting ready to do some celebrating. That's all I can say. Yeah, great food. I love that squash casserole. There was something that I can make it after Thanksgiving. And I said, this one here, just want them cakes, them pies. Oh, my goodness. Every door I turn, she there with a pie in her hand. I look over here, she got a cake. Yeah, something sweet. It's got to be sweet, too, y'all. Yeah, I bet that tea be so sweet she drank. I did the Southern people don't want none of that. You know, Southern people love sweet tea. And they don't want none of that. Yes, ma'am. So, all right, God bless you today, Brother Jermaine and Brother Lewis. Say, hey, Brother Jermaine. Yeah. And so we just thank God today. And I'm just having a good time this morning. I'm sorry. I am having a good time just thinking on Thanksgiving, making me happy. And I could go for me a little chicken wing right now, Brother Louis, but I'm trying to wait and eat a late breakfast. Yeah. But I'm thankful unto the Lord. Okay, so is there anyone else? Anyone else have something they would like to say? All right. Well, I'm going to run over to this one right here. Because it is requested, and they want it, and they want it, and they want it. Wait a minute, I got to find it now. I got to find it. I really don't really do double takes, but I know you could use a little double take on that. People get ready. A train is coming. But let me get this one. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. I'm going to play that request, but let me get Brother Anthony right quick. Good morning, Brother Anthony. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, everybody. I'm blessed out of favor. Get thanks, first of all, for life, health, and strength. Keeping my right mind. Thank you for another day I never seen before. Thank you for the activity in my life. What he's done in my life. Just want to say good morning to everybody. Look, our time about up, but... good morning, everybody. Y'all have a blessed day. And y'all keep me in y'all prayers, and I keep y'all in mind. We're just looking forward for coming up Thanksgiving and Christmas. And you know, just love on your family members, you know, because, you know, not all family members can't get together. And
it's maybe.
I'm on my own, so you got to be grateful. So I know what.
I'm
okay. Good morning, Sister
Jerry.
Wait
a minute. I'm going to open the mic back up. Carry your mic
good
over
morning,
back.
Brother Anthony. Nice to hear your
good
voice. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good
I
morning.
Hope all is well. You drive safe out there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm driving this track every day.
I must give me a farm or something. I'm telling you, he's traveling long distance. And well, I'm sitting right there looking. And
I'm riding
on the side of the road, all kind of stuff. Yeah.
Brother Lewis, say, hey, Brother Anthony. Good morning, Brother Lewis. Good morning, Brother Frank. And everybody out there listening, I ain't calling no names this morning, but y'all know y'all in my, on my heart and on my mind. So, you know, don't hold it against me this morning.
All right. We know you're working. We know you're working. And so God bless you today. And I thank God for you calling in, giving a shout out to the Lord. And I'm thankful. Thank God for Brother Jermaine this morning. He called in. And just wanted to see what was going on. He said when he got it in, we was talking about food and Thanksgiving. I know that's right. Hallelujah. So we just fooling around this morning. And thank God. For good laughter, you know, good fun and a good time. Thank God for what you're doing. Get out and get turkeys out and everything. Just be happy about it. Yeah. And I I come back and your brother Frank will record. I might video some stuff in the select, you know. Video some stuff so y'all can just see and put it on Facebook. Yeah. But thank God. Is that anyone else have something they would like to say this morning? If not, I'll go to the next request and we'll pray out today. All right.
I just want to pray
forever, come on.
Blessings and glory,
and honor
and honor.
This is the kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus is a morning radio. Bold radio for real people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to praise him because he's worthy. And the more we praise him, the more he blesses us. Hallelujah. So if there's no one else, we will pray out this morning. We pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you this day. Thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Brother Anthony and Sister Jerry and Brother Jermaine calling in this morning. And Father, we give you glory. We give you all the honor and the praise, for you alone are worthy. Father, we thank you that you are able to lead and guide us in the right path this day for your name's sake. Do it for us. And Father, we ask that you would open every door for your people. Lord, those that don't have food to eat, we ask, Lord, that you would open a door unto them, that someone will remember them and bring what they need, oh God, because we know you supply need today. Lord, those that stand in the need of finances, they need a financial blessing, they need a financial miracle. Lord, send the money angels to go get the money and bring it to them. Don't even let them have to look for it, God. Bring it to them today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. Oh, we can't help it, Lord, but tell you thank you. And Father, as we depart this morning, bless our going out and our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We ask all of this today in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, November the 17th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. And today we won't play a going out song. So I'm just going to say bye-bye, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day. Brother Lewis, later, Tater, God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Boatwright. Have a blessed day. Amen. Okay, so you want me to cook grits and put a little bit of onion in your corned beef hash? And you want, what you want, the eggs with that? Well, what you going to get from our hot? They ain't got no corned beef. Okay. Wait, now say that again. Okay, so get the rest of the stuff from IHOP. Wait a minute. Let me make sure we got no money. That refrigerator needs cleaning out. We're going to do that. We'll get it done. Okay, so look. You can look down in the vegetable draw down in the all the way in the bottom and see if any kind of onion in there. Because it might be one down in there. But what you want from IHOP? You want the Belgian waffle. You want what the thing called? An omelet. What you want? Okay, two for two, you said. Two for two. Okay, wait a minute. Let me cut this off.